10. Biology. Listen to a discussion in a biology class and fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Okay, let's get started, shall we? I assume you all did the reading. So can someone tell me what is meant by the term aggressive mimicry?
It's where an organism, like a predator or a parasite, acts like another harmless organism so that it can approach its prey. The prey isn't scared and doesn't run away because the predator looks harmless. The prey is fooled by this until it's too late for it to get away.
Okay, you're exactly right, by the way. Now, can anyone give me an example of an aggressive mimic? Well, some snapping turtles have pink tongues that look like worms, and when they move their tongues around, the fish they're trying to eat think they're worms and try to get them. They come in close enough for the turtles to eat them. The turtles have evolved this strategy because it's easy to catch fish this way. Yes. Wow. You all have really done your homework. So, we know what aggressive mimicry is. But what are some of the things it's used for? We've sort of covered one purpose already, to attract or approach prey without scaring it off. Spiders are another good example of this. Many spiders build webs with patterns that reflect light so that it looks like the patterns inside flowers that guide insects to the nectar inside. The insects mistake the web for a flower and get trapped in its fibers. But there's another purpose of aggressive mimicry that perhaps isn't so obvious. Can anyone tell me what it is?
To get eaten?
Sounds crazy, doesn't it? As odd as that may seem, convincing your host that you are edible is a huge advantage if you're a parasite. So parasites often use aggressive mimicry to make their host think they're natural prey. This gives them easy access to the host's body. So once they're eaten, they live off the host, often robbing the host of nutrients or even killing it. Some parasitic worms, for example, resemble small crustaceans that get eaten by larger predatory fish.
1. Listen to part of the discussion again. Then answer the question.
The fish they're trying to eat think they're worms and try to get them. They come in close enough for the turtles to eat them. The turtles have evolved this strategy because it's easy to catch fish this way. Yes. Wow. You all have really done your homework.
Why does the professor say this?
Wow. You all have really done your homework.
Two. Listen to part of the discussion again. Then answer the question.
So, we know what aggressive mimicry is. But what are some of the things it's used for? We've sort of covered one purpose already, to attract or approach prey without scaring it off.
Why does the professor say this?
But what are some of the things it's used for?
Three. Listen to part of the discussion again. Then answer the question.
But there's another purpose of aggressive mimicry that perhaps isn't so obvious. Can anyone tell me what it is?
To get eaten?
Sounds crazy, doesn't it? As odd as that may seem, convincing your host that you are edible is a huge advantage if you're a parasite.
Why does the professor say this?
Sounds crazy, doesn't it?